Good morning. My guest this morning is Sarah Quinto from COTS.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sarah. Okay, COTS, what is it?
COTS stands for Committee on the Shelterless. We were founded in 1988. We have just over 30 years of providing homeless services and housing in Sonoma County.
What is new now? You're starting up here in a different way, is that it?
That's correct, yeah. So we've primarily been headquartered down in South County in Petaluma, and we'll be opening up a new office, a service center in Santa Rosa, particularly to serve people who were impacted in some way by the October wildfires.
Right, okay. How are you treating the obviously many, many people who are still at sea about their housing relative to the fire? What are you doing?
So COTS was very fortunate after the fires in that none of our properties were damaged. Our staff, while displaced, none of them lost their homes. And so when the fires hit, we took an inventory of what would be the most helpful. What could we do and be the most helpful to Sonoma County? And what we realized is that there would be this significant need for people who, you know, once their couch surfing days ended, or once, the granny unit that they're staying in was no longer available to them, they would need resources to be able to jump back into housing.
Right.
And so that's where the program began.
So you are looking for donations.
We are, yes. We've raised the majority of funds, something like 85% of them. We still need support from the public to make sure that we can serve that full number.
Are you also still looking for clients?
Yeah, so we're opening the new center on July 18th, and we will be able to start accepting applications for financial assistance at that time.
Are there people whom you're meeting now who thought it was going to be a lot easier to replace their housing? Who thought, for instance, well, I have insurance, I'll just go to my insurance broker and get the money to build my house. Found out that really didn't quite work?
You know, most of the people that we're seeing in a lot of cases weren't homeowners to begin with. Most of them were renters. Maybe they didn't have renter's insurance. They may also be people who were homeless before the fires, and they are now seeing a very, very restrictive and expensive housing market, and they simply just can't find housing.
What can you do for them? How do you start?
Yeah.
With someone who says, we've been looking for a house forever, and we're not finding a thing that we can afford.
Well, one of the things that makes our case managers and staff unique is that they are tenacious, and they beat down every door, so to speak, until they can find those units for the people that need them. We have extensive experience with this program, so we have many landlord partnerships. We also have a great deal of trust that we've built with our landlords and our community. And so for people that maybe have exhausted every other resource, we are that final destination for them.
Now, that hadn't occurred to me that many landlords are in need, too, of straightening things out so that people can find them.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of our landlords appreciate the partnership that we provide with them because there's a guarantee. You know, when you're a landlord, you don't always have guaranteed rents. But when you work with COTS, we can give you a degree of security that you'll receive your rent on time and the full amount, that you'll get the security deposit. And so that's an advantage.
Right. So how do people find out about being donors and or being clients?
There's two good places. They can go to COTS.org, or they can call 707-765-6530. That's our main line. And especially for clients, I would encourage all clients to go to 211 and receive. That's a great one place to learn about all of the different kinds of resources in Sonoma County.
Thank you very much, Sarah.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.